Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Time sure flies. The summer solstice, do you believe it? And like that bleached bone armadillo skeleton in the sun, the healthcare reform or unreform that was once the signature policy initiative of the Trump administration, right, in those first 100 days, now seems like it's moving toward reality about as fast as roadkill. Actually, there are signs of some up-tempo railroading going on in the U.S. Senate, and we will talk about that with Todd Zwillick in just a moment. Meanwhile, the real roadkill and the car tires of America are simmering in a record Southwest 119 or more degree heat wave this week. So on the solstice, we're going to note a more than 2,000-year-old scientific milestone. Please stay tuned for that. We'll also talk about the Georgia victory that puts gold in Trump campaign coffers and was record Democratic cash down the drain. Later on, we'll hear about how police training may so complicate what officers see in moments of deadly force that videotapes of police shootings may never fully resolve things. Now, I can't say whether your health depends on it, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to have a vote on whatever health care bill the U.S. Senate is working on before July 4th. Some Republican senators who are supposed to be in the so-called GOP working group are getting a little impatient with their colleagues. And here's Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee in a Facebook video posted yesterday.
I've had a lot of people ask me specifically when the health care bill is going to be released to the public, why it isn't public. The short answer to the question is I haven't seen it yet either. Even though I've been a member of this working group, I haven't seen the bill. And it has become increasingly apparent in the last few days that it's not being written by us. It's apparently being written by a small handful of staffers for members of the Republican leadership in the Senate. So if you're frustrated by the lack of transparency in this process, I share your frustration. I share it wholeheartedly.
Has the government been taken over by a handful of policy wonk staffers? Is that what Senator Lee is saying? With more on Senate healthcare developments from Washington, here's Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Is Mike Lee being Mr. Explainer guy or being Mr. I'm really angry guy?
Mike Lee is frustrated, and I think it's genuine, but Mike Lee and some of his co-frustrated Republican senators with this process, John, are participating in a little bit of misdirection. And I'll get to that after I give you this little bit of news from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says he's going to have something to discuss later this week.
I expect to have a discussion draft on Thursday, and we will go to the bill, obviously, once we get a CBO score.
There's Mitch McConnell saying that they are forging ahead with a discussion draft that senators, at least Republican senators, will be able to look at on Thursday. Now, you asked about Mike Lee's frustration with an opaque and secretive process. He's not alone. Senators from across the Republican conference, including John McCain, many others, have been going on television saying they're frustrated with the process and also that they don't like it because it's hypocritical, because they are now doing the exact same thing that Democrats did when they passed Obamacare back in 2009 and 2010. Here's an example. Here's Rand Paul from Kentucky.
Once again, I mean, we were very polarized because the Democrats did, frankly, exactly the same thing. Well, exactly the same thing. I mean, I don't think the parties are any different.
I don't think the parties are ever any different, and this is the exact same thing. I called this a little bit of misdirection coming from Republicans, John, and here's why. A lot of people are covering this story as one of hypocrisy. Republicans are now being criticized by their own for doing the same thing that Democrats did those 7 years ago. Here's the reality. This process is nothing like what happened those 7 years ago when Obamacare passed. I know, because I was there for all 8 months that it took to pass Obamacare from start to finish. There were more than 40 legislative hearings and open public markup. Some of them took days. The markup in the Senate Finance Committee alone took more than 2 days. there were weeks of debate on the Senate floor. That's not what's happening here. There were parts of the Democratic process that used the same legislative tricks, reconciliation, that Republicans will use here to pass it with just 50 votes. That part is the same. But in terms of the amount of public transparency, public debate, amendments from senators and markups, I call this misdirection, because this process that we're experiencing now is nothing like it happened when Obamacare passed.
Although that was then and this is now, and it will remain for history to judge which party behaved worse on healthcare reform in the early part of the 21st century. But I want to go back to what Mitch McConnell said there in that little news bite that you gave to us, that, okay, he'll have a discussion draft out. And unlike what the House did, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to put the discussion draft out of the Senate up for a CBO, a Congressional Budget Office score on how much it costs, which is not what the House members were willing to do. Am I wrong on that?
Mitch McConnell doesn't have a choice in this case. Because of the rules under this reconciliation procedure, there has to be a CBO score so that the parliamentarian in the Senate can decide if this bill meets the arcane rules that Mitch McConnell is using here. It's perfectly legit, but he doesn't have a choice but to put that CBO score out. And that's going to be politically difficult for him when it happens, and he knows it, because that score, we don't know what it's going to say, what it's going to cost, but it will say that several, many million Americans will not have insurance after 10 years who have it now. We know it's going to say that because Republicans are cutting billions from healthcare, including Medicaid. We don't know how many people will lose insurance, but that's going to be difficult politics. And that gives you an idea of why Mitch McConnell, as of right now, John, as of this discussion, doesn't have the votes that he needs, the 50 votes. Why? There are Republicans with priorities all over this thing who are uncomfortable already with the outlines that they think they're seeing from this Senate bill. The rollback of Medicaid, the Obamacare Medicaid expansion, it appears that the Senate may roll back that expansion more slowly than the House did, but may cut it even deeper than the House wanted to. And there are Republican senators in states with governors all over the place, like Ohio, West Virginia, who are extremely nervous about the rollback in Medicaid because their states rely on it. There's politics around tax credits, how much to roll them back, how much they'll be worth, how many people might lose insurance. There's the long-term growth rate of Medicaid. Once you cut it, how will Medicaid survive over those many years? And one last thing, here's Martin Heinrich. He's from New Mexico. He's a Democrat, but he expresses a similar thing that a lot of Republicans are worried about in rural states when it comes to cutting Medicaid.
If you don't have Medicaid well-funded to be able to deal with the opioid epidemic, you cannot deal with the opioid epidemic.
Well, the opioid epidemic is one big issue, and there are others that people are very much focused on as this secretive Senate bill moves towards a discussion draft. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.